Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Good morning, Tad and Drex Show. If you missed it yesterday, Kara told us a story about she went to go see her husband play tennis and sat down next to a woman who pointed to one of the guys on her husband's team and said, "That's my boyfriend. I just moved here to be closer to him." Well, Kara found that strange because the guy that she pointed to is your married friend, John, and you're also friends with his wife, and they have three kids, and you're like, what? So you were wondering, like, do I say something? Should I keep it to myself?
So out of all of the calls we got yesterday, I took the advice that I should let John kind of have 48 hours to talk to his own and to keep me completely out of it. So I gave John a call. When he found out that I had talked about this on the radio, he went absolutely crazy. I tried to explain that I changed the names and like everything was cool. Right. And he was not cool with it. He wanted to kind of come on the air and give his side of the story.
All right. So we have John on the phone now. John, like, what do you got to say about this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not having an affair, if that's what you're wondering. She's somebody I work with, someone who I'm mentoring.
A colleague that you're mentoring that shows up at your tennis match and just vomits your entire year-long relationship to a complete stranger?
Well, I mean, I don't know what she said to you that got you so, like, agitated, but
she
I don't know.
She straight up told me that you've been in a relationship with her for a year.
In a work relationship. We work together. I'm mentoring her.
Where did you guys meet? How do you know
her?
We
met at a conference in Boston.
All right, so you guys meet at a conference, and where was she living at the time? Because she said she just moved to the area for this job that you have.
Well, it is a real job. She's from Indianapolis.
She never told me there was a job. She straight up told me she was moving here for John.
John, you keep saying, like, you're mentoring her. This is just a business relationship. Have you guys ever been physical?
I mean, no. I mean, not physical. I mean, we're close. We're like, we work together. We're colleagues. She's my work wife.
Well, then does Maggie know about your work wife?
Why would Maggie need to know about something that's so boring as my colleagues at work?
Because this woman is claiming that you are her boyfriend.
You misheard her. You did not even call her out.
Oh, my God.
I did not mishear her. She was sitting right next to me.
Why was she even at the tennis match in the first place? If she's just a work friend, what is she doing?
She was there because we had scheduled a meeting afterwards. She needed to get some new clothes for the office, and I was going to give her some advice on wardrobe and what's, you know, appropriate to wear around.
You took your non-girlfriend work wife that your wife doesn't know about shopping.
You guys are twisting things up. You know, you're stirring the pot. You're raising red flags. You're trying to create trouble where there is no trouble.
No, if it's innocent and professional, then you need to just tell Maggie about it.
There's nothing to tell.
He can tell. Listen, innocent. John, if it's above board, then just tell Maggie what's going on.
Exactly.
And you guys are troublemakers.
All right, John.
I don't think it's us that's the troublemaker.
So I'm curious. We have all invested so much in this, especially Kara, who put her friendships on the line and was so worried. You haven't been sleeping.
No.
Like all of this. I'm curious. Are you satisfied with John's explanation? 404-741-0985. You heard what he had to say. Should he still have to go to his wife, or is that a pretty good explanation or not? B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now we're talking about this tennis guy, John, who Kara went to see her husband play tennis. John is out there playing tennis. Kara sits next to this woman who says, "Oh, that's my boyfriend." But you knew, Kara, that guy that woman said was her boyfriend was actually your friend Maggie's
husband
with three kids.
Yes.
So we just had John on because John already was on the radio and he's like, "I need to defend myself."
Mm-hmm.
And what was his reason?
He didn't really have a reason. Basically, he thinks that this is just a work wife and they're just colleagues.
We're all crazy. He's a mentor to this woman who moved from Indianapolis to Atlanta for work. He got her the job. They're going shopping together.
Stinks like hot garbage to
me. I just can't believe that you're friends with this guy, John. I can't believe how he was gaslighting you and blaming you.
Saying, right?
You heard wrong. She didn't say we were in a relationship.
Makes me wonder what he's going to say to his wife, if anything at all.
Paula pointed out the fact that when Kara asked John, she goes, was it physical? There was this long, and I was even counting. I was like, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000. Well, John is figuring out, like, how am I going to handle that question? Do you think it's legit Tina and Stockbridge? You think it is?
No way.
Oh, you think the affair is legit?
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't imagine, Tina, if I called my wife and said, oh, I just took Kara to get some outfits. She knows Kara. She'd still be like, WTF, bro.
I'm sorry. I don't think that anybody that takes their colleague shopping is legit. That is a girlfriend. Even my husband doesn't take me shopping. Come on now.
See, I know that this is a different topic, but I have taken other women to pick out spectacles for me numerous times.
Okay,
other than my wife, just people with style. I've got, like, seriously.
But even that's different because they're helping you. You are not helping them.
Right.
And as the superior, You're the one that's liable for that.
Nobody's asking my fashion advice, I can promise you.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.